We can get both of our voices say something.
Test, test. I have two testes, possibly three.
Right. I'm recording now, dude.
All right. Here we are.
Hell yeah, it only
took... Best Fortnite player in the chat.
It only took ages to get here.
Well, it took ages. 5G Wi-Fi doesn't work. It's cancer, it'll kill you. Stay woke.
Stay woke, stay up. Don't watch Fox stay News.
Woke. Randolio's a good life coach, he'll keep you alive. Put an extra 10 years on that bitch.
Jesus.
I mean, biatch.
You're better than cigarettes.
I'm bigger than guns, bigger than cigarettes.
Fuck yeah, dude. So, I guess I had the bright idea here to do tears.
Basically, the way that it goes is Sapphire's the best game. The rest of them are trash equally.
Chill.
Thanks for coming. That's our ranking of the Pokemon games.
That's not how we're doing it.
Oh.
Oh.
So you're telling me I gotta rank every one of these?
Yeah, dude.
Alright. Are we starting from,
yeah,
like, the
I'm
worst? Or are we, like, going, like, in order?
Yeah, you want to? Like, go by generation?
Like, you
want to
go, like, Well, that's what I mean. Do you want to go, like, from generation? Or do you want to go, like, from worst to best? From best to worst? Probably not from best to worst. That would be a bad way to do it.
Yeah. You know what?
I honestly kind of just like the chronological way. I think that's the easiest way to manage.
Let's do it like that. So what? Jalen and Randolio.
Then we're literally just ranking them into tiers, right? We're not literally ranking them like this is the best one, or are we all...
Yeah, that's what tiers are, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Tiers, you're ranking from best to worst. So why wouldn't you? You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, is it like the best tier has like multiple ones, or is it literally like the first one in the best tier is the overall best one?
We can put multiples in each tier. So like if, let's say, for example, Pokemon Stadium, the first one, that's a fucking certified A tier. And then we can be like, Ultra Sun was an A tier. We can put in the same fucking tier.
Don't agree with that, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But like,
I feel what you're saying, yeah.
From left to right.
So S is like the creme de la creme.
The
like
best
no flaws,
fucking...
Like, yeah. All right, so there's only going to be like maybe three in that one.
Of course. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of disagreement, but maybe
I don't know. So we're starting with blue and red, obviously.
Blue, red, and yellow.
All right.
But this is how I'm
going to
say.
Yellow for me is like either a D or an F tier. If we're just gonna start off,
yo, what? Why?
If we're gonna start off with disagreement, because I don't fuck with yellow, dude. Like, I mean, if it's coming down to ranking just those three, like yellow's easy last, hard last.
Well, red and blue are basically the same game. Like, they're all the same. It just depends on what Pokemon you can get. But in yellow is the definitive one. It's the one that you can get every Pokemon.
Kind of, but like Raichu is hard as hell to get on yellow. Like you have to literally trade to get Raichu.
Yeah, alright.
So, I mean, like there's that. And then like all the like dumbass like cutscenes like talking to them. I mean, like, yeah, there was a kind of cool stuff like being able to talk to your Pokemon and having like the Pokemon follow you.
But it's just cool. Pikachu.
But in terms like, I just feel like it's a lot of like extra shit that's unnecessary, and blue and red are just like have like no flaws.
Alright, so here alright.
That's how I feel about that.
I can agree that yellow was based too much on the anime, so I'll put that in D tier.
I mean, we can go C if you want to meet in the middle, because I'm not saying it's not like the worst game to me. It's just like out of those three, like I would consider like blue and red an S. I mean, honestly, like, yellow could even be, like, A. I just wouldn't put it in the same tier as blue and red, personally.
I'm going to put blue and red at A.
All right.
Blue and red, solid A tier, because they kicked it off.
Which one's going first, though? Charizard or Blastoise?
Charizard, dude.
I agree.
You can't get
so
a
So then
fucking...
where are we putting yellow, then?
Yellow's D. I'm putting yellow in D.
Yeah, I agree, dude.
I feel like they based it too hard on that.
I just wanted to make sure you actually feel that you're not just putting it there.
No, I got you. I wasn't going to put that at S. I just didn't expect you to just right off rip F.
Well, I figured we might as well just get started.
Might as well, dude. So, that's Gen 1 already. We blasted
Boom, banged it out. Now, this one's going to be hard because Crystal's like one of my favorite of all time.
Crystal's good. I loved Crystal. Now,
yeah, Crystal's definitely one of my favorites. I'm also a huge fan of Gold and Silver. So, I mean, like, I literally wouldn't be opposed to putting those three in S because also, like, the Johto is one of my favorite.
Oh, I love the Johto. Even the cartoon.
Oh, dude, it's easily probably the best anime, I would say. The first is really good, but I love the Johto Journey.
Okay.
Major facts.
I played Gold and Crystal. I didn't fuck with Silver because I never got it.
Well, I don't know how you feel about it, but I'd have to say that, like, undeniably, that trilogy has the best starters.
Oh, Tortodile, Cyndaquil, and Chikorita?
Yeah, Chikorita's the best grass starter, like, of all time, in my opinion. Like,
Bayleaf, really dude?
Worth having, yeah.
Bayleaf?
Exactly.
And then
Fire.
Meganium. That's the third one.
Yeah, just banging it out.
And then Cyndaquil, Quilava, and then Typhlosion.
Typhlosion,
Jesus.
You were there.
Almost. Well,
And then it was Totodile, Croconaw, right?
Croconaw, and then Feraligatr.
Feraligatr, yeah.
Now, who did you start with in Gen 1? Charmander, right?
Like, my first playthrough. Like, I mean, I've played that game so many different times. Like, I've played with all three, but I honestly, like, I was so young when I played it the first time, I don't even remember. I probably did as Charmander. Because I know Red was the first one I owned, for sure.
Mine, too. I still have it somewhere.
I probably do, too. Like, packed away. I have my Crystal, like, on me, like, with a Game Boy Color.
Jesus. Yeah. No wonder you're, like, S tier.
Yeah.
I was backtracking.
Three of those S tier or what?
I was backtracking a tad. Because, like, Gold, Silver, and Crystal, Gen 2, that's the only generation that I found it fun to restart three times with all three starters. Because, like you said, like, they're the best. Like, you can't do no wrong with any of those three.
No, I agree.
So, let's put them where they belong. Gen 2.
I'm kicking a Crystal first, personally. But I mean,
I got it Crystal, Gold, and Silver.
On yours, you go with whatever.
Crystal,
you
Gold,
went Crystal,
and Silver.
Gold, Silver.
Gen 2 is that S tier. It can't be fucked with.
It can't be.
So now.
Now you know what, though, actually? Since, like, I mean, we're kind of coming up on it anyways. Like, it's, like, the one after this.
Gen 3?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Ruby,
I mean, it's technically, it's not even really Gen, because I'm talking about, like, I'm actually going to skip ahead here to, like, Fire Red and Leaf Green.
Oh, you want to skip ahead?
Yeah, because, like, I almost, like, now I'm kind of, like, backtracking, like, where I would put those in comparison to, like, the original, like, Red and Blue.
Well, Fire Red and Leaf Green... Oh, fuck. Yeah, maybe. Maybe we might have to put those
on. I'm also kind of... Because Sapphire and Ruby did come out before Leaf Green and Fire Red, right?
Yeah, it went Sapphire.
And then Emerald, Ruby, Sapphire, but Emerald came out after. Because it came out, like, hella long after, like, Sapphire.
A year. It came out a whole year after. Or 2005. Yeah, because Sapphire and Ruby came out in 03. 04 was the remakes of Leaf Green and Fire Red.
And then Emerald followed up. Yeah, that's what I thought. So I was, okay.
How do I know this?
I remember it too, dude. Because I remember going to, like, GameStop one time, and, like, Fire Red and Leaf Green were there, and I didn't even really know they were coming out, and I was just, like, blown away. I was so, like, excited to be able to play them, like, on, like, a, like, backlit screen.
Did you... Oh, on the SP?
Yeah. Like, see, oh my god, that was so tight.
You were lucky. I had a white Game Boy Advance. I didn't have the SP until I traded.
I had the same one. I still remember it, dude. It's called like the Arctic White. Fucking
yeah.
Game Boy Advance. I had the same one, bro.
My mom got me all the accessories for it, like the one where you can like put it on the back and hold on.
And then
to it,
like, for whatever reason, dude, I ran through Game Boy SPs. Like I literally had every single one.
The
like,
same.
I still like. Honestly, I have one of those too, like in my drawer. Like I have the powder blue one still to this day. And then I had the red one at one point. The black one.
Silver,
yeah, silver for sure. That was the first one I ever had. That was my favorite one too.
She bought me the Game Boy Advance. She never got me the SP. I traded my Advance to some kid on the bus for the SP. Like you,
I remember you telling me that, dude. I remember you telling me that.
And then if we're gonna be honest about this whole Pokemon list here, the first Pokemon game I ever bought with my own money was Omega Ruby. Everything else I hustled with trading cards or trading other Game Boy Advance games.
Dude, honestly, like, I couldn't even, like, tell you. Like, just because I don't remember if I ever, like, bought one. Like, I don't definitively remember if I ever, like, bought one myself as a kid. So, like, I mean, it could very well have been, like, in Ohio when, like, was the first time I ever, like, paid for, like, Pokemon. So.
Right. Like, it hit me when I first bought the 2DS with Omega Ruby. I'm like, you know, I've never fucking
I think that was the same thing for me, dude. I never really like thought about it, but I think like now that we're talking about it, I think it was the same thing for me.
But so we're gonna jump ahead and put Fire Red and Leaf Green. Where are you gonna put them?
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, honestly, like I could easily put those in S, but I could also just group them with Red and Blue. I think that would also be fair. Just put them in
the I'm going to group them with them, blue. Too, because it's the same thing. They're the same thing, just with better sprite animation and graphics.
I agree. Yeah, it was just so, like, good seeing everything in 3D, and I'm saying for the, well, not 3D,
like,
I guess.
The higher.
It was, like, actual the color and, like, right. Yeah, good rendering.
Higher res. All right, but before we get, I guess, to Heart Gold and Soul Silver, the other remakes, let's do Pokemon. Let's do Pokemon Stadium.
Are. Yeah, let's do that. I mean, that's honestly probably right where we're at, kind of a little bit. Like, we probably skipped over that, actually, in terms of, like, chronology.
Yeah, no, we did. But for me, I'm putting Stadium in. I think I'm going to put it in, like, D tier with Yellow.
Yeah, I'm trying to find Stadium on here. I'm not seeing it.
But the only reason why is because for it to be fun, you had to have that little pack to put into your N64 controller to put in your red or blue to
Yeah, oh no, I did that, dude. I remember, so you could actually like play.
So like, when I started red all over again, if you put it in there and if you win like a tournament or whatever, Professor Oak in Pokemon Stadium gives you a level 50 Kabutops.
Yeah, I remember. Yep, I remember.
And that. Then you can bring him over to the game. No, I was playing Yellow. I was playing Yellow. I brought that Kabutops into the game, level 50, and I only had my first gym badge from Brock. And that fool would go to sleep. He would hit himself with his own confusion.
Oh, yeah, that was the worst.
Like, what kind of dumbass, like, I can get going to sleep, but what kind of dumbass goes, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to hit myself.
And then, like, one out of, like, every, like, 10 attacks or, like, 3 out of every 10, like, actually work.
Yeah, but it was
no,
it was
none
one
of
hit,
them
though.
Did they? Like,
well, sometimes they'd listen, like they'd be like, "So, Kabutops ignored you. Instead of using Surf, it used like Fury Swipes or some shit like that." So, I'm putting Stadium along with Stadium 2 in D tier because they're basically the same game, just with the Johto Pokemon.
Yo, did you send the link to it in Discord?
Oh, I did.
That's what I'm opening that because I think I was on one that like didn't have like all of the games.
Oh shit! Did, maybe you just had all?
Because I did. Yeah. Now I see like the SS and everything. So yeah, I had one that only had, like the like Game Boy like games. It didn't have Stadium.
Shit.
I think it had everything besides Stadium.
It had
Coliseum. Battle Revolution wasn't in it. Coliseum definitely wasn't in it. So yeah, all of the like non Game Boy games were not in the one that I was on.
Yeah, but like
XD. What was XD? I don't even know what the fuck
XD?
That is.
That's Dark Lugia on the cover.
It's, no, I know that's Dark Lugia.
It's the sequel to Colosseum.
Oh, so it was on GameCube?
Yeah.
I've probably played that then.
I played Colosseum, I didn't play XD, and I sure as fuck didn't play Battle Revolution.
I probably played it like in passing, like at somebody's house. I definitely did not own it though
I rented
myself.
them. I never.
Yeah, I owned Colosseum at one point. I know that.
So dumb. What's bigger than a stadium? A coliseum.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they never really got too creative with the names. It would have been pointless to start then.
I mean, still, they're like, okay, what were they were colors and then gems.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like,
Gems,
I now all of a
colors
sudden when I'm
again,
like planets.
planets, and now we're fucking medieval tools. Survival swords and shields.
Yeah, dude, it's like, all right. I'm excited for it though.
I am too. But we'll get to that towards when I decide where I'm putting Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu.
Yeah, I'm just adding my row real quick and then throwing my stuff in. So at the top we had the
We had
three.
Gen 2, or the first top tier Pokemon games, Crystal, Gold, and Silver.
We had yellow at D, right? Not F.
Yeah. And
All right.
sitting at D is yellow. Stadium 2. That's where I put them. I put Stadium and Stadium 2 together because, like I said, they're the same game, just Johto
Stadium and
Pokemon.
Stadium 2 are in D with yellow.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Most definitely. All right, I'm still just dragging and dropping.
And then we're gonna hit Gen 3 as soon as you get back.
Oh, yeah. All right, Red, where are you little bastard?
Where are you fucking dragon?
Hey, bud, where are you at? I had to make an appearance.
Where you at, bud?
Chill. I heard you guys were setting up a sting on Discord.
I heard you guys are playing those Pokemans. Hey, you guys playing Pokemans?
Yeah, I got $1 on you, Alex.
Oh, you guys got Game Boy? I had a Game Boy when I was a kid.
You guys still play Game Boy? My son plays Game Boy.
Oh, sorry, hang on. Oh, you guys play Games Boys?
There you go. Perfect.
Plays Games
Perfect.
Boys?
You guys play Games Boys? All right, boom. I'm caught up.
Hell yeah, dude.
Gang gang.
Gang gang, Pokemon gang gang. All right, Gen
Pokemon
3,
gangway.
Ruby Sapphire and Emerald, dude.
Dude, I wonder how cringy like stadium graphics are now.
Oh,
Cause
have
I like
you?
just saw like Mario Party 2 graphics for the first time in a while, like when I was in Boulder last time, and it's just so crazy to like see now.
It's
So
awful,
like
isn't
bad
it?
they are, but like how good they seem back then.
Back then they blew your mind, like the 3D renders of
Stadium
Pokemon.
probably literally looks like
Whoa!
Play-Doh.
What's funny is that the battles in Stadium worked just like the games, like it was just like a little like animation.
Yeah, I mean honestly like that is like I really did like the attack animations and stuff on Stadium. They
Or
were
the guy, or the announcer that would fucking announce surf. Ride that
Yeah,
surf!
right, that's true. Yeah.
Ride and surf! Flamethrower!
The surf was so OP on that game, dude.
Ride that surf! That's all I remember.
I remember that. Trust.
Super effective. I feel like we're just like, all right.
Super effective.
If I'm gonna be
Yeah, I'm
honest right
sorry.
here, Ruby and
Oh
Sapphire.
God.
All right. I
Don't want
had
you
both.
to
I had all three of these games. This is the first one that I've had all three for no reason other than just to have all three.
Right.
Because I wanted the legendaries. I was at a Pokemon high right here, dude. And,
For me, dude, it's easy. All three right next to gold, silver, and crystal, dude.
really?
Yes.
Okay, why?
For one simple reason. It was the first ones to introduce like the grind to Pokemon.
I was
Like,
expecting you to say it was the first to introduce Pokemon fucking. I'm like, no, that was Gen 2.
yeah, no, wasn't that Gen 1 that
No,
had breeding?
Gen 1 was daycare. If you drop them off
Oh yeah, that's
in
right.
Gen, like
Yeah.
that was when you could like have your Pokemon fuck Ditto.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean so technically they're still like They're pretty much off the rip, dude. Just reproducing.
Ditto was the first trans, dude.
Straight up, bro.
Changing
respect
to any
to all the genders. Gender.
Oh yeah, for sure. But Ditto both should be your mascot.
Exactly.
Be whoever you want to be. I'm putting Ruby.
Shut up, Ditto.
I'm gonna put Ruby.
Where are you putting
them? I'm putting them in C.
What?
I'm gonna put Ruby and Sapphire in C. Let me finish.
Bro, that's crazy.
I'm putting Ruby and Sapphire in C because Emerald's better than them, and Emerald is going.
They are. So, I mean, that's fair, but I mean, honestly, like, Sapphire and Ruby were fire, bro. Like, I would say at least B. Only because, like, they were the first game to, like, introduce, like, a story after the story.
The Battle Frontier you're talking about?
Well, that, and they also added the, like, there was, like, Regice, Registeel, and Regirock and stuff like that. Like, there was, like, hella, like, legendaries and shit to do in those games.
Yeah, and Emerald version.
Nah, that was on Ruby and Sapphire, too, I'm pretty sure. Rayquaza was on Emerald version. But yeah. I'm pretty sure that, Rayquaza was on Ruby and Sapphire, too.
No, that fool was not involved at all. They talked about him. Like, they talked about the Sky
Killer. Yeah, that's
killer,
right. Yeah, that's right.
They never mentioned him.
Yeah, that's right.
But
then also they added, like, Lugia and Latios and that game. And, like, the random. Like, I don't know. That game was just kind of, like, progressive for the series, in my opinion. It's, like, a real, like, I don't know.
The only reason.
It was a game changer.
I agree with everything you're saying.
But yeah, I agree that like Emerald could be like the one that's represented, like the high tier.
So I put Emerald with
because we do Gen have to 2. Spread out the tiers anyway. So
I put Emerald with Gen 2.
I could do that.
And then I put Ruby and Sapphire at C because basically they're two incomplete halves that don't even make up a whole game because they added basically DLC in a whole new game 2 years later.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess, honestly, like, Omega Ruby and Omega Sapphire, like, if we're doing those next, I don't know if we're going to
we might
go,
as
like,
well,
Black
since
and White and all
the
those.
Same.
But, like, I mean, like, those I could, like, easily, like, put up higher on the list, too, just because, I mean, they were pretty much, like, even, like, past Emerald, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, those games are literally, like, insane in the amount of hours there is on those, too.
Yeah, because you can...
Like, it literally had a second story, bro.
They're very long games. So, if we're going to jump right to it, I'm going to put Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire in A tier with Gen 1.
Yeah, that's fair, I would say.
Because
there is a lot of, like, things that I feel like the newer, like, the 3DS generation games, the one, like, grievance I have with them, I don't really remember on, like, Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby, I'd have to, like, get a refresh on it playing it, but I remember like X and Y and also like jumping up to like Sun and Moon were like really kind of like unuser friendly, like in terms of like how you had to like pull up like the shit with the touch screen.
Oh yeah,
like they were just kind of like, I don't know, like unorganized in a sense, like they were like kind of hard to navigate certain things,
but right, it was really like it wasn't like pre-user friendly, like you had
to, yeah, it wasn't just like super fluid like how all the other ones were, where they're kind of like basic and like, because it got kind of crazy when you had, like, the Rolodex and, like, or whatever the fuck that thing was called.
Oh, that X, yeah, I don't remember.
And, like, all that, it just got kind of, like, a little complex. More complex than it used to be, which, I mean, like, it was cool once you got used to it, but I remember it kind of took a while to kind of get used to all that stuff.
And then you had to, like, go, like, Megastone hunting.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, there was just, like, all that kind of, like, aspect to it that got, like, kind of crazy with those ones, which I like. I like the more like complex RPG kind of feel.
You want to talk about your glitch?
that's just crazy. That's the one from history.
So we each got the opposite one before you went and got both of them.
Yeah, and which one did I?
You got Sapphire.
And that's the one that I like glitched, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So this fool I don't remember how you did it, but he glitched the game and he texts me before work and says, hey, bro, I got all 800 or 700 plus Pokemon shinies.
721.
I said, how the fuck did you do that? He's like, dude, I looked up this glitch. I did it, and now I have them all in my
computer. Dude, so I mean, I'd have to pull up my phone to, like, actually look up the, like, see. Actually, I don't think I have it anymore, the game guide. But I'd have to look up what that, because this is the thing I don't remember. This is where it gets confusing, like, in, like, retelling it. I remember what I did. But what I can't remember is, like, you know how we were just talking about that second story? Do you remember that? Like, how you have to get Rayquaza on, like, Omega and Alpha? Like, how you had to do that? Like, or maybe it's not for Rayquaza. It might be for Deoxys or something like that.
You have to have Rayquaza Mega Evolution to get
Deoxys. But do you remember that? You remember that second? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it was. But do you remember that second story that's on, like, Alpha and Sapphire? Like, the remakes?
Kinda.
Like you have to go to that. You have to go. All right, you know that, like, yeah, I can't remember what the name of the town is or the.
But you have to. You have to fly around.
It's where you catch the, like. It's where you can catch, like, Bagon and stuff and, like, Salamence.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to go there afterwards, and it, like, triggers, like, a second story, and I just can't remember what it's called. And there's, like, it's like, because it's like a separate group besides Team Aqua or Team Magma, and then. I just can't remember what they're called, but they're, like, the leaders of the sky, or, like, it's some shit like that, because she's, like, a dragon lady. And I can't remember if it's, like, but I think it's after that you gain access to this one island where, like, all the, like, battles and stuff are, like, that, like, battle trial thing, like, afterward. Or maybe it's just after the regular story. Either way, I went to that and, like, saved behind this town sign. And then turn my game off halfway through the when it says don't turn your game off, log back in, have go to the Pokebank, and have all 720
shiny
Pokemon, level 100
shinies, dude. Level 100, a level 100 Charmander, level 100
with like 15 Dittos too.
Yeah. And I tried that so many
times. And repeat starters at, like, level 5, just straight up shiny. Everything.
You had the black Charizard.
Dude.
Pokemon battles with this fool was so unnecessarily hard.
It was so ridiculous.
I couldn't win.
The only thing I didn't like about it is that they have, like, set moves. But, yeah. I mean, at the same time, like, TMs and HMs games. Which is super clutch.
Trying to beat you with my own homegrown Pokemon, and then you have level 100 fucking shinies everywhere.
Yeah. Right, dude. I'm saying that shit. Those were the days.
All right. Back to the team before I get pissed off.
So where are we?
We're on Gen 4. Right, so... Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum.
But are we going to go straight to those, or are we going to jump in and do the Colosseum?
Oh,
and the
yeah,
XD real
right.
quick, because those are kind of where we're at in terms of, like, chronologically,
yeah. Okay, so Colosseum, and then from Colosseum, it would go to XD.
I mean, honestly, if we have Stadium and Stadium 2 in D, I would say that Colosseum and XD would have to be F.
F for sure.
That's what they were. We're Fs.
Yeah, because when you talk about 3D games, like, what do you think about Stadium? You don't think about those two nonsense.
Well, first off, this is my biggest problem with those. Is like, the fucking GameCube was, like, actually really, like, good console.
Yeah.
So they had, like, no excuses. Yeah. Honestly.
Just give us
so,
Stadium
3. I mean, like,
3,
the fact you provided it, exactly, the fact that you provided a better game on a 64-bit console... is just like, it's just a big oof.
It is. It's like unnecessary. That'd be
yeah.
Like...
It's just like I said, no excuses. Because the GameCube was crazy. Like, that was honestly probably more of a contender with the PS2 than the Xbox. Halo aside.
Right. The GameCube.
Yeah, it was a good console.
It was. I
Like, I mean,
it.
graphically, just in terms of everything.
Okay. If we're gonna sidetrack and talk about Nintendo consoles, it was
But
like
nah. Oh, we
GameCube,
can.
GameCube up top, and then
Yep.
it went down with the Wii because of the motion.
Oh,
And
so
then
bad.
it drowned with the Wii U, and now they're slowly going back up with the Switch because the Switch is so goddamn good.
Yeah, I think the Switch is super fire and has a ton of potential.
Fucking Mortal Kombat on the go, dude.
Yeah, and I'm just excited for Sword and Stone too. That's gonna be crazy.
Sword and Stone.
Or Shield. That's what it should be called, dude. Sword and Stone.
Pokemon Sword in the Stone.
Would be so fire.
Okay, so Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum is if you couldn't get any better, like, rubies than that, like, gems.
Yeah, right. Just, they got a little creative with the iron. Yeah, I don't know where they were
Ruby,
going.
Sapphire,
Diamond,
Emerald,
Pearl.
Diamond, Pearl, Platinum.
Yeah, big oops in the chat.
So I played them. I played Diamond and Platinum. I never played Pearl, which they're basically the same game. But I'm gonna put Pearl, Platinum with Ruby and Sapphire in C tier.
I see. I feel that. I feel that.
And then Diamond and Pearl, welcome to the D tier, babies. The only the sole reason that Platinum is higher than them is because of the complete edition. Their legendary
The
is
one thing
better.
I can say that I liked about like Diamond and Pearl, and also whatever the fuck the third one is,
Platinum.
yeah, is the fact that like there were seasons,
Yeah, there
or was
were.
that black and or was that black and white?
I think that's black and white.
I can't remember. One of them was the first one to introduce like, the and shout out to that because that's super dope.
Well, I can't even tell you the starters with these three.
I can't either, not off the top of my head.
Think I
I
want
can't even tell
to.
you the legendaries, bro, off the top of my head.
I don't even know these. The legendaries are on the covers, but I.
No, I mean, yeah, I just don't, like, I recognize, can't, like, remember the names off the top of my head in the way that, like, all the other ones are stapled to me.
Right. So after those was the big remakes, Heart Gold and Soul Silver. Which.
I've only played Heart Gold. I didn't play Soul Silver.
Soul Silver is so rare. Soul
But I mean,
Silver is on
yeah.
Amazon for
It's just,
$130.
yeah, it's just so hard to get. And plus, I mean, like, I've already played Silver and I played the, like, Heart Gold, so I know what to
I'm
expect.
putting these bitches S tier. Because they were so
Yes,
fucking good.
I agree. I agree with that. 100.
Because they built on what made the original three Crystal, Gold, and S Silver. They just built upon that and made it better.
Nope, I agree. 100%.
So now for me,
100%.
I'm in like weird territory. Because next
Yeah,
is
no,
Black and White.
now we're like the next few up until we get to like Sun and Moon, in my opinion, are pretty weird.
So, I'm just gonna say it. Black and White, they got rid of every Pokemon. And Gen 5 was supposed to be a reboot.
Yeah, like an
So,
entirely new like species, right?
yeah, brand new species, none from the past, F tier.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I can't have a Charmander. Fuck you, pal. I have to trade with someone.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Not even like a Psyduck or
Not even a
anything.
Pikachu. The fucking mascot.
Exactly.
But I can
'Cause I mean
say
even in like Johto, what were the like do you remember like I remember Psyduck. Like that's why I said that was like a repeater like Johto. But like
from
there weren't a
Kanto.
lot. You remember like yeah, that was also a kind of a complete reboot. There was some spillover, but it
Well,
was
you
like
could go
very like
back
selective.
to. After you completed the story in Gen 2, you go back
Yeah,
to the
exactly.
Kanto region. You can catch every Kanto Pokemon.
No, I remember that, but I'm just saying like in the Johto region, like some of them,
Yeah, there
but
wasn't
it
a
was like a
lot.
select few.
Yeah, like it was Pikachu, Psyduck.
Yeah, it was like random. I'm pretty sure like Meowth or something like that.
Yeah, there was like
Like
feeling
it was
car
just
in
like it was
between.
hella random. Yeah, exactly. Few and car between.
Feeling car in between, bud.
Yeah, black and white are pretty much like American history. Yeah, 'cause they can be true.
They can bite the curve.
Straight up.
But
Now my
black.
question is, were Black 2 and White 2 the same? Or were they different games?
They're different games.
Because I'm trying to remember which one I played. If it was one of the second gens or one of the first.
I played Black 2, and that's when they realized, huh, maybe we should put all the Pokemon back. Now they still had the sprites, but the sprites were moving. So it looked weird. They were moving the whole fucking battle.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
So I'm putting
I feel like we
black.
have to put one of these like in like a higher tier because the fact that they introduce these.
Right.
So I mean maybe a D
I'll put.
or C,
I
or I
played.
mean unless you want to jump all the way to B.
No.
That's what I'm saying. I'm starting to question like B may remain empty here, folks.
Possibly. But then again.
Oh yeah, you're right. Well, no, actually not. You're not right because those are definitely above B for me. But yeah,
Man.
we'll continue. All
But
right,
I'm gonna
so
put.
where are we going with White
Since
2 and Black?
I'm gonna put black in C and then white in D because black over white. All right. Because I don't know the. They're both
Because
the
of
same
alphabetical
game.
order, you're saying?
They're both the same game, but the legendary for black version 2, he's stronger than the white version 2, I think, because he's dragon type.
It's definitely a cooler cover, so I'm that.
You're going off the cover.
Well, I just like the black, blue, and white better than the white, yellow, red, beige, desert.
All right.
Colorway they're going with. Not good.
I mean, it's good.
No, it's not.
So here we go. The first entry in the 3DS series, X and Y. We're going off chromosomes now, guys. We got Pokemon female and Pokemon male.
Man, two of my favorite legendaries, straight up.
I can't pronounce either their names.
Xerneas and Yveltal.
Yveltal. Now for this, I think I had Y and you had X, but you always eventually got both.
I've played both of these multiple times.
They're so
These are like
good.
easily like easily an S for me, possibly a double S.
Really?
Yeah, for sure, for
This
me
is where I was
personally.
gonna put. I would have
This
put
is where your
Y
B
above
was at.
X.
I would too, honestly, if
But
possible.
the
I don't
thing
know,
that's
like
iffy for me is that X had two better Mega Evolutions than Y. The Mega Evolutions for Mewtwo and Charizard are better in X than they are in Y.
yeah, but also like that was the kind of cool thing. Like that's the reason I played both these, and I think that these two gave people the most incentive to play both because of the Mega Stones and all that kind of stuff that were like
That's when
found
they were
on
introduced.
each game, and also like even like shinies and certain species were only on like certain games, which I mean that was started in like Ruby and Sapphire, but
I
which is another
think
reason why like those are still like I would say like a higher one,
I would say that
but
they're a solid A
yeah, we could go that.
because they started the whole 3D thing. And they're good games. They're not bad games. But they're
The
not
one thing
better
I would
than the
definitely
Johto.
say, yeah, oh, they're definitely not better than the Johto. I wouldn't say that by any means. But like, because the thing that like I said about like X and Y and Omega and well not like those those ones per se, but X and Y definitely, like, they just, it kind of took a while to get, like, introduced into the story.
Yeah, it took forever.
Like, it takes, like, I don't know if you remember or not, but it takes a long ass time just to get cut in that game.
It does. And a long
time just to get the first HM.
Yeah, because you're sitting there dicking around with your friends and they're like, hey, what's your nickname? I don't fucking know. Just let's play.
Exactly. It's like, dude, I'm Ron Jeremy. Like, I've been Ron Jeremy.
Didn't you ask that? Yeah, they said that too. They're like, Ron Jeremy, come here.
What should we call you for short? It's like, dude, I just told you my name. Like, I don't need a shortened version.
Ron Jeremy.
But, I mean, shout out those games. They were dope. But, like I said, kind of hard to... Also, the one grievance, another grievance I have is, what was the city called? Like, Lumino City or something like that? Like,
Yeah.
Something like that. But the big tower in the middle and stuff.
Prism City.
Yeah, was that it?
Yeah.
I know it's a map on Super Smash.
Yeah, that's how I remember.
Yeah, I figured that. But that, like, was, like I said, just very hard to navigate.
Yeah, like, it took me forever to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, like I said, like, that game is very, like, once you get used to it, it's amazing. But, like, I could it's see ambitious. Where it would be, like, very overwhelming to somebody who, like, hasn't, like, doesn't have a reason to grind, like, Pokemon. It was kind of like one of those. That's kind of another reason I like them. I feel like it's like kind of for them.
Right.
Because that one was pretty tough. All right, but now we're coming to. These ones are probably honestly the hardest.
The what?
These ones are probably the hardest one for me to place.
Really? Because for me, I can put Sun and Moon in D tier and not give a fuck.
Which one you said, B?
It's D.
Oh, D? No, I could too. I could honestly put these in the F, like, if I wanted to, just because, like the other games where I was talking about, like, what they introduced, like, I actually liked what they contributed, and these ones, I wasn't a huge fan, mainly what they did with, like, the badge system.
Yeah, you don't get any, like, badges. Off
rip. Well, yeah, I mean, like, they took, like, a system that's worked perfect, like, they changed it for no.
Because now they do, like, the island trials.
Yeah, the trials. And it's just, like, I don't know. I wasn't a fan of that whole thing. And then the whole different islands and all that and the different climates and different forms of the Pokemon. Like, it all looked so cool, like, at the debut, like, in the trailers and stuff like that. And yeah. I feel like it was so hyped. I was so excited for it to come, and then it was just very underwhelming.
It was crazy because we kind of, like... what's the word I'm looking for? Unintentionally hyped ourselves up for Sun and Moon.
Yeah, but then again, though, like, I don't know if you remember, like, the content that was dropping then, and, like, just, like, what we were seeing about it. Like,
yeah.
We weren't, like, the only ones, you know what I mean? Like, it looked so dope.
But, like,
well, because it was like, oh, you're gonna get, like, another, like, real, like, game again, because, like I said, X and Y were just, like, kind of too complex in a sense for, like, the general fan.
Oh, let's not forget the Alolan versions of Pokemon.
That's what I'm saying, like, the different forms and stuff. That's what I meant. I couldn't remember what they were called.
But here's, yeah, an ice type Vulpix. Here's a long.
You remember how cool? Bastion. You remember how cool that shit looked, though, like, in the trailer and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden it was just like, all right, this is fucking.
Our minds were blown. We're like, what the fuck? I remember.
Yeah, and then you get in, and it's like certain ones in the game are pretty dope, but
I like Alolan Raichu.
Yeah, I agree.
Fool looks like he's surfing on his tail.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, some of them were super cool, and I like all the different versions of, like, Pikachu you can have in that game too. Like, that shit's dope.
I'm putting,
like, the grooming and stuff, but, like,
what? I'm gonna put Sun and Moon. Oh shit! I'm gonna put Sun and Moon in D tier, and then I'm gonna put Ultra just for milking the cow in F tier, because they didn't really add anything new in Ultra Moon or Ultra Sun.
I did like Ultra better. I don't know exactly what it was about it, but like I said, the, like, main, like, grievance I have with these four games, I guess, was just, like, the, like, underwhelmingness that they brought. And, like I said, I feel like what they, like, changed and contributed right. to the games just, like, hopefully doesn't stick around.
So here we go.
FFF.
Well, Battle Revolution, we're not even going to rank because we've never played.
Yeah.
But
what was Battle Revolution for? Is that like PC
Wii.
Or something?
It's for Wii.
Oh. That's like, yeah, what's lower than F? Unranked?
Suck, perfect. Fuck. Unranked, now, yeah.
Let's go. I mean, this is all you, but
yeah.
I haven't played it.
So I have Let's Go Pikachu.
For me.
And, okay, I got this game on release because I thought it looked dope. You know,
what Switch. Was my prediction again?
You said F. But, okay, so 2016, Pokemon Go fucking changed the world, right? Brought Pokemon to people that don't even fucking fuck with Pokemon. Wow, I sound like a 13-year-old learning to cuss for the first time. Fucking fuck.
Fuck is a word.
But, it's a cool game. You know, it's a HD Pokemon game. Like, it looks like the 3DS ones, but, like, more polished. Yeah. Yeah, and then when you're walking around, you can choose what wild Pokemon you want to go after, because they're just fucking walking around when they spawn. Like, it's not like you're running through the grass, and it's like...
And there's, like, no trainer battles, right? Or anything like that?
There are trainer battles, but wild Pokemon encounters are like the Safari Zone. You throw berries at it, and then you throw Pokeballs at it like it's Pokemon Go. See how unappealing that sounds?
Yeah, that's what I remember was like the big turn about it. I was kind of trying to like what major like kind of fucked thing that was with that, and
that's it.
All coming in clear.
But
Pokemon Go system, I forgot that's what was just the fucky part about that.
And
was there like a and there's no gym system?
There is gyms. It's a complete remake of Red, Blue, and Yellow.
Huh. So would you say that it's like, we could almost go through it like in like a different way, like in terms of like worth the like cop, you know what I mean? Like now, in like where would you break this like tier system in terms of like, would you just break it like at B down? Because I couldn't do that with like that far. I would have to go like.
No. Like C isn't bad. B, it's like, I don't know, it's like a empty border. Because there's really no game. It's like you're either really good or you're really like meh. Now F tier are games that are like I would consider forgettable and not really bad, except for Black and White. Black and White can go to hell.
Yeah.
Black and White can take the crown of the letter F and fucking rip, because those games could disappear off the face of the earth for what they did.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, honestly, can you even name a Pokemon from other ones?
No.
I don't think I can either. Unless some of the ones that were in, because you remember how there was an updated population in like Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire?
Yeah.
I don't know if they might have included shit from Black and White, or it was
They
stuff from
did.
Diamond and Pearl.
I think that candle Pokemon is from Black and White.
Yeah, the main one that I remember is like the like Sword and Shield.
Aegislash?
Yeah, exactly, because that Pokemon's fire. It's like literally probably the best defensive Pokemon that's like exists
Sword and
today.
Stone?
Exactly.
Okay, so here's where I think Let's Go Pikachu can go. It's not a bad game, but
It's not.
no.
I'm kind of like that. I'm honestly like wondering if like I should, cause like on. I mean, I'm still kind of super turned off about the whole like kind of
Right.
with the catching stuff. But if there is a gym system and stuff, and it kind of has a story, like it might be worth playing a Pokemon game on the Switch, like
It's
in
getting me ready
1080p.
for Sword and Sword and Shield. I keep wanting to say Sword and Stone now.
Yeah, no, I don't know why that was like on like my like on the tongue. That's funny as hell though. What's the release date for him? Is there one?
This November. They don't have a day yet.
Yeah.
But enough suspense. I'm gonna put Let's Go Pikachu in C tier.
Okay.
And then Eevee,
is he, I'll leave. Is he just rolling around with it, or is he too bitch made to make it to C?
Eevee's, I don't know. I don't like Eevee as a mascot. Because Let's Go Eevee, you know what? For the sole purpose of not being able to turn your like main Pokemon, like, cause you can catch another Eevee, but you have to catch that punk ass and Let's Go Pikachu and then trade him to Eevee. Eevee's gonna be an F tier. Because you can't get any of his evolutions without fucking hassling through a trade.
In any of the games. So, yeah, I agree. You are probably the biggest bitch in the entire Pokedex because your evolutions...
Your evolutions are stupid, dude. If you want Espeon, you in the Johto, if you want Espeon, yeah, you have to
trade
like,
during night and shit like that. And,
like, yeah, you have to be like his best friends during the day.
What the fuck, bro? Like, no.
I love him. I
love got too out of control with it. I do too. I just hate, like, the Eevee evolutions are the, like, most annoying thing to grind and probably that involves an Eevee.
Eevee-lutions?
Yeah, dude.
My favorite part about Eevee is in the originals, red and blue and yellow, is you just find that fool in, like, the Sylph Company or whatever, just chilling on a fucking table.
Yeah, like in
table.
The Sylph Tower or whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah.
You collected Eevee. You stole it.
You can get
you
one
fucking
of his
stole
variations.
It.
So you kidnapped an Eevee.
But that's it, man. This is the tier rank.
Yeah, this is the tier rank.
I'm actually not surprised that we agreed so much.
Very segregated.
It sure is. It's because of B. There's no one
it's
in B.
It's like boom and boom. These are good. These are bad.
It's like nothing's in the middle.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's not a bad tier. Not a
like
bad tier.
If I really. If I would have done it myself, I don't think it would have been like too different.
No, I don't think they would have been too different either if we did them alone.
Yeah, what would be really hard like actually break them down into like an organized like one to last.
Oh fuck yeah, it would.
Man, that would be
like okay, here's A tier. Which of these eight is the best, and then which of these eight is the worst, but in A tier?
Yeah.
Jesus. So that was it. This is like our pilot episode for our podcast that still has no name.
Yeah, that's what our name is, the No Name Podcast.
Might as well be.
Working title.
Got this idea at fucking 4 in the morning. Took 30 minutes to get on and 50 minutes to record.
Yeah, shout out 5G broadband.
Fuck yeah, dude. Pokemon games tier list.
Boom.
Man, that was actually pretty fun. We'll have to do another tier sometime.
Yeah, no, that was pretty dope. I'm kind of interested to look at like what the other tiers are now. I'm probably about...
Right.
But, yeah, it's crazy. There's literally one for that game.
For everything. I thought I was going to have to make this by myself. Like, I was going to get the tiers out and then, like, get every game cover. But this is great. Thank you, random internet soul.
Yes, no problem, J-Lore.
Oh, thanks, Randolio.
No problem. Dude, the legendary Pokemon tier list.
Oh, my God. What, are we just going to be the tier list podcast?
Dude, Pokemon characters.
Oh fuck, our second episode's gonna be another tier episode.
Yeah, one of the tiers is Pokemon male characters. I don't even know what that would be.
The sexiest male Pokemon.
100 plus, holy fuck.
Jesus. We're gonna have to do that sometime. Just do special tier episodes.
I think the next one is going to be the gorgeous actors that we're going to do, but yeah, definitely.
Fuck yeah, dude. Dwayne Johnson at the top.
What about John Stamos?
F tier.
What about Conan O'Brien?
S.
Double S.
Double S.
I love me some funny redheads, dude. Carrot Top, dude.
Dude, the fast food chains. Shout out
iDubbbz. Alright, we getting the fuck out of here. I'm Jalen. Yeah. This Randolio. I'm ready.
We like Grime Step.
Go to Little Caesar's Pizza Pizza.
It's gonna get us famous.
Peace out.
A-Town.